This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Lila Rose says that the outfit that claims to be the leading sex educator in the U.S. is instead harming teens by offering truly dangerous advice. Rose's organization, Live Action, says that the $500 million of federal money flowing to abortion giant Planned Parenthood should be stopped. The particular Planned Parenthood investigated has received extra sex ed funding through Obamacare. Another pro-life group in Arizona is calling for investigation of a local Planned Parenthood there because following reporting guidelines was too much hassle for the abortion business. A young man charged in 27 sexual assaults was allowed to continue his crime spree. The Center for Arizona Policy says Planned Parenthood should be partially responsible for some of these offenses. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. In other news, the ACLU in Washington State is attempting to force doctors, nurses, and pharmacists to participate in abortions and assisted suicides. Their tack is to use state laws to circumvent implications of the Religious Freedoms Restoration Act. And tasty new ice cream flavors support a giant abortion clinic in Black and Hispanic Portland neighborhoods. The event is ironically called Ice Cream for Planned Parenthood, as a Portland ice cream shop is donating 10% of all sales to the abortion business. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.